This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hoop day, and what a day it is. We had a State of the Union for the ages last night, and obviously we're going to touch on quite a bit of that tonight. Yeah, when we're done with that, we're going to talk about the imports. Bill Gates had an affair with a bridge player. We'll get to all kinds of emails. Canada's killing people in record numbers. Why building a new Apple facility might not be the best thing in the world. Carol Roth will join us in the third hour. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we also have something else coming up in an hour. We have a couple medals of honor. As you know, there were a couple of those given out last night. Earned, obviously. And we're going to do a special medal of honor Wednesday tonight, 1 hour from now. And I'm going to read both citations of the gentlemen who got their medals of honor last night that they very much earned. So that's coming up. Now, let's set all this up here. And we have to understand what Donald Trump obviously understood going into the night. This is a midterm election year. The entire United States House of Representatives will be up for re-election and one-third of the Senate. And that election is not that far away. November is not that far away. The State of the Union is one of those things that people watch. Not just you and me. Normies watch it too, at least some of it. They didn't sit down for 2 hours like you and I both did, but normies watch it too. They want to see what was what. Did people like it? Did people not like it? So, Donald Trump understood this basic fact. This is probably his final moment where he gets to address the most people before the midterm elections. Obviously, he's going to give other speeches and he's going to do other rallies, but there's nothing else Donald Trump is going to do between now and November that is going to get the eyeballs of a State of the Union speech. And he treated it that way. And part of the reason he did so much of what he did last night was Donald Trump understood the importance of a moment. This era we live in now in 2026 is so much different than older eras, and I'm not doing old fogey Jesse thing. Social media, things online, it's where so many people consume their news now. If you look at the yearly ratings of even major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, it's just fallen off a cliff because people have more options now. I've told you this story before. I was with a United States senator. It was a few years ago. It's not important. But he was running for re-election, and he had in front of him a spreadsheet showing the money he had raised, where he was spending the money. This amount goes to salaries and the bumper stickers. And one of the largest numbers on there was money he was spending on online ads. When we think about television commercials or campaign ads, we always think, well, what commercials are going to play on Fox News in the middle of the night? And yes, they spend money there. They spend as much or more on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, because that's where you are. That's where people are. That's where I am. I don't watch the nightly news. I haven't watched the nightly news in ages. And I do this for a living. I don't watch it. So what that means is now, more than it has ever been, you, if you are a politician, you have to be careful more often. What I mean by that is there's no long form thing anymore. If you have a bad 10 seconds, a bad 30 seconds, you said the wrong thing, you scratched your nose the wrong way, a bad 10 seconds, that becomes a campaign ad for your enemies, for your opponents. You have to treat this modern era that way. And all these politicians know that now. There's no more long form this or long form that. If I have a bad moment, I have a bad tweet or a Facebook post or something like that. Maybe you made that mistake. You had one too many whiskeys and you got online and decided to blast away on social media. No big deal, right? You can just delete it the next day. That's going to be in a campaign ad used against you, and that might cost you the election. It has happened before. Now that brings us to, now that we have that set up part of it, let's get to the next part of it. Democrats have, well, they have many problems, but in the eyes of normies, there are a couple big things that kind of weigh Democrats down. Those two things are this: the love of foreigners, the preference of foreigners over Americans. Remember, Donald Trump was elected not necessarily for your pet issue or my pet issue. Immigration and inflation, those were polling way above anything else. That's the reason Donald Trump sits in the White House today. The normies don't like the fact that Democrats love foreigners and flooded the country with foreigners, and that is now an image that hangs over Democrats. It weighs them down. Combine that with this. Normies, they do love America. They do. They may be crazy people who sway one way here and then sway the next way there. I voted for Obama and then Trump and then Biden and then Trump again. They may be going whichever way the wind blows. All right, I'm not defending that at all. But if they hated America, they would already be registered Democrats. They would already know. Everybody who hates America votes Democrat. Everybody knows that. I know that. You know that. That's not just great stuff for talk radio. Everybody who's ever knocked on doors in a political campaign knows if the house is flying an American flag, you know a Democrat doesn't live there. Even Democrats know that. If there's an American flag, it's not a Democrat. Why? Because they hate the country. They despise it. And those two things, the love of foreigners, the preference of illegals over Americans, and the lack of patriotism, it's a stigma Democrats are aware of, and they should be fighting against it. You know, if I'm Jesse Kelly, Democrat, let's say I lived in a district that could go either way and I'm running for Congress. I'm definitely not a Democrat and I don't live in one of those districts, by the way. But let's say I did and I'm running for Congress. Jesse Kelly, purple district right here in Texas. I'm a Democrat. I have to know that, yes, my Democrat voters hate the country. I have to let them know that I also hate the country, but I can't come out and say it like that because that will be a turnoff to the normie voters who I need to win elections. If I'm in a swing district or even a little advantage Democrat district, I'm not talking about AOC's district. If I'm in any kind of a normal district, I can't be hate America guy or I'm not going to win the election. And the lack of patriotism and the love of foreigners is something plaguing the Democrat Party. And they've earned that reputation, I should note. Everyone knows they've earned that reputation. They can't help themselves. Every time they get up to the microphone, they say something trashing the country. So this moment last night, there were many moments that were wonderful. But this moment last night was huge, not just because it made you cheer or made me cheer. It was huge because you're going to see this. You are going to see this in ads on the internet and on television.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Republicans all came out of their chairs, clapped. Democrats sat. It wasn't just a nice moment. It wasn't an accident either. That was Donald Trump. And I'm sure he probably had some help with the speech. Maybe not. Donald Trump loves to write his own too. But that was Donald Trump, and whoever may have helped him with that speech, that was him intentionally doing ads for Republicans across the country that will be seen leading up to November. The image of Democrats pretty much just saying, no. We prefer illegals over Americans was a devastating thing that it really wounded the Democrat Party last night. All right, we have so much more. We're out of time. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, a hump day, and you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. How did it land? State of the Union. How did it land? I know you liked it. I liked it. You know she's not super politically involved. It's just not her thing. Said it was the greatest speech she'd ever seen in her life. That made a big impact on me. I use her to kind of gauge how are the normies feeling about things. How did it land? Here's how it landed.
Among speech watchers tonight, 64% say his policies will move the U.S. in the right direction. And look at the growth President Trump made over the speech. So pre-speech, it was 54% of speech watchers said his policies will move the U.S. in the right direction. After the speech, that number goes up 10 percentage points. So Donald Trump made some progress with people watching the speech from their pre-speech expectations to what they saw in the speech itself.
The American people loved it. And Democrats hurt themselves very badly. Now let's talk about the why. Because everything I just said is totally logical, and you got it anyway. You probably understood it before I even got on here and started running my mouth about it. You can't be the anti-America party. You can't be the pro-foreigner party and expect to win elections. That's going to hurt you with the general public. So why won't they change? Why won't they pretend? Well, that brings us to the other part of it. Let me ask you something. If you make fruit punch, let's say you're having a party tonight. It's a big party. Is there sports on tonight? Whatever. Let's say it's baseball season, although it's not yet. You're having a big baseball party at your house tonight, and you make fruit punch. How much alcohol do I have to add to the fruit punch before the fruit punch becomes an alcoholic drink? Just a little, right? I mean, be honest, if I pour a shot of vodka in there, you can't give it to the kiddos unless you want them to sleep. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. You see what I mean? The Democrats, who are really fairly open communists, the Ilhan Omars, the AOCs, these types, is that every single Democrat in their heart? I mean, if you believe Ilhan Omar is in her heart an America-hating Marxist just like her father was, and that's probably true, that's probably what she is, if you believe that's in her heart, do you believe that's in the heart of every Democrat senator and member of the House and governor? Probably not, right? That's probably not realistic. However, she and people like her, there are enough of them to make the normal Democrats too afraid to express it. So there's nothing holding those ones back. And this is why I have said over and over and over again that Nancy Pelosi, running into Father Time, as we all will, maybe you're in the middle of it right now, getting too old, too drunk, too weak to keep the young animals in her party in line, it is one of the things that has been devastating for the Democrat Party's popularity as a whole. Remember when AOC first got to Congress, speaking of AOC, and she couldn't help herself, always out there running her fat mouth about communism this and communism that and America sucks. Do you remember what happened? Let me clue you in. Nancy Pelosi got on the phone and says, "Be in my office in 5 minutes." It's widely publicized. AOC got dragged into Nancy Pelosi's office. We'll never know exactly what was said behind closed doors, but man, AOC was a lot more well-behaved when she walked out of that office. She went in there and got a good old spanking from Grandma Vodka. But Grandma Vodka is 9,000 years old now. Her dentures are falling out of her face, and she did 20 shots of vodka before the State of the Union. She can't do it anymore. She's already announced she's retiring. There is no longer a Democrat with the viciousness, the smarts, and the power to keep the animals in check. Hakeem Jeffries tried during one of the last State of the Union addresses, I forget exactly which one it was, where he came out and he told his party, don't do this, don't hold up signs, don't make a spectacle of yourself, don't, please don't, please don't. And guess what? They all went out and did it. The real nutters can't help themselves. They just can't. And look, guys, older Democrats like Chuck Schumer, he had to lie about this afterwards because he knew how it looked. Donald Trump's giving a speech. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib sitting there screaming and rah, the whole freaking time was a terrible look. So Schumer tried to lie about it.
I thought the Democrats were extremely reserved and well-behaved. And so the bottom line is compare what maybe a few Democrats did to what Donald Trump did for the whole speech.
Schumer knew. It looked bad. They can't make themselves be normal. They can't make themselves be sane because full-blown communists from safe blue districts are not afraid of any of these people anymore. There's no more Grandma Vodka to be afraid of. Chuck Schumer has announced he's retiring. These old hat Democrats who know what it means to build a winning coalition, they're old, they're retiring, they're leaving, and now, I mean, anybody with an IQ above a gerbil could see what Donald Trump was doing when he did this. It was so obvious what he was doing. He was setting them up.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. You should be ashamed.
Goes on to tell them they should be ashamed. How could they be so dumb? It's not necessarily that they're dumb, although they are very, very dumb. It's that they're afraid. Either you're so much of a radical that you really just want to openly tell America you hate it, or you understand that you can get your butt primaried in the Democrat Party real, real fast if you don't pretend to be one. They even tried to defend it afterwards. This is Janelle Bynum.
About that moment when the president was asking Democrats to stand up for American citizens during that part of the speech when he was talking about immigration and immigration enforcement efforts.
I think you can agree with the what, like standing up for American citizens, but I disagree with the how. There's thinly veiled racist language, anti-immigrant language in what he was asking, and that was uncomfortable.
You morons got set up. All right, let's talk about a great moment. Freaking wonderful. And Democrats screwed that up too afterwards. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And man, what a spectacular, spectacular night for the United States of America because it made Democrats look terrible. And we got to hear a lot of things that really are great. Let's not discount the fact that we could have President Dome right now. Instead, we have this stuff.
American oil production is up by more than 600,000 barrels a day, and we just received from our new friend and partner, Venezuela, more than 80 million barrels of oil.
Do you know how much gas prices affect your life and my life? It's everything. Look around you. Right now, look around you, unless you're driving. Everything you see either had oil to make it or needed oil to deliver it to where you bought it from. It's everything. It matters. Matters a lot. This stuff matters a lot.
After 4 years in which millions and millions of illegal aliens poured across our borders, totally unvetted and unchecked. We now have the strongest and most secure border in American history by far. In the past 9 months, zero illegal aliens have been admitted to the United States. But we will always allow people to come in legally, people that will love our country and will work hard to maintain our country. The flow of deadly fentanyl across our border is down by a record 56% in 1 year. And last year, the murder rate saw its single largest decline in recorded history. This is the biggest decline, think of it, in recorded history, the lowest number in over 125 years.
And then there was this moment. Remember, about a half hour from now, I'm actually going to read the Medal of Honor citations of the two gentlemen who got their medals last night. But he finished it by honoring a 100-year-old veteran. Royce Williams is his name. Dude took on 7 Soviet planes, shot down 4 of them, and the only reason he didn't keep going is he ran out of ammo. Poor Royce Williams. Can we get Royce some more ammo, please?
Many truly extraordinary American patriots, but there is one last living legend to honor before we go. He is one more heroic American aviator, Navy fighter pilot. Royce Williams served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, flying more than 220 missions. In the skies over Korea in 1952, Royce was in the dogfight of a lifetime, legendary dogfight, flying through blizzard conditions. His squadron was ambushed by 7 Soviet fighter planes. It was his first aerial combat of the war, and despite being massively outnumbered and outgunned, Royce led the takedown of 4 enemy jets and almost destroyed the others, vanquishing his adversaries while taking 263 bullets to his own plane and being seriously hurt. His story was secret for over 50 years. He didn't even want to tell his wife, but the legend grew and grew. But tonight, at 100 years old, this brave Navy captain is finally getting the recognition he deserves. He was a legend long before this evening. Royce, please stand up, and I will ask the First Lady of the United States to present Captain Royce Williams with his Congressional Medal of Honor.
Pretty special, right? Now, remember what we just talked about, the two things that really hang over the heads of Democrats. They prefer foreigners over Americans. Normies even think this. And the lack of patriotism. They have a serious patriotism problem. Representative Robin Kelly went on TV and did this.
I was there, and it was as horrific as I thought it would be.
Did you leave early?
Absolutely.
It was like an award show. You get a medal. You get a medal. You get a medal.
That's literally, Mo just said, you get a car. You get.
How do you think that lands? They can't help themselves. I know how it looks to you and me. Let's move past that. You're one of my friends. I tell you all the time about my normie friends. You see that? What do you think they think? My friends may be normies, but we love Independence Day. They watch football. A lot of them go to church on Sunday. They're not super political. Some of them think Trump's an idiot sometimes. They'll say that. Oh, he's a moron. Again, not hardcore Republicans, not hardcore anti-communists like you and me. Just kind of normal people. What do you think those guys think to a man about Democrats sitting on their hands when asked about illegals and making funny jokes about a 100-year-old Korean War veteran who shot down 4 Soviet planes getting a Medal of Honor at the State of the Union address, and they mocked it? They can't help themselves. There's nothing limiting them now. It's hurting the entire country. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy it's hurting them. It's hurting their popularity. But the truth is, we really need them to straighten up. It's very, very difficult. It's impossible long term to share a country with these people. Did you see the counter State of the Union? Did you see any of this?
No pueden encarcelar nos a todas. No pueden encarcelar nos a todas. No pueden encarcelar nos a todas. Imprison us all day.
Kid you not? Joanne Reed decided to sing by herself. Nobody joined in.
Al Green, if you can hear me, I'm so in.
I don't know if Joy knows, but the Al Green who's in Congress is actually that's different than the Al Green. Anyway, Joy, go, take it away, Joy. Please.
Al Green, if you can hear me, I'm.
Oh yeah.
So in. Come on. Here it keep it going. Whatever you. Woo. It's all right with me.
Sing it, Joy. It's beautiful. All right, quit. We'll do just a couple more things on this voter ID and other things, and then we shall move on and discuss something else. Before we do that, I'm in a good mood today. Can't help it. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk, so I'm in a good mood. My energy's through the roof all the time. And I even stayed up too late last night because of that friggin' speech been on forever. And I still feel good today. You want to experience that? You want your T levels jacked through the roof? Energy good, mood good. Email after email I read you from older people, younger people who've had their lives changed by natural herbal supplements from Chalk. My friends at Chalk will change your life for the better without jamming a needle in your arm or getting a prescription from the local witch doctor. Just go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q, and start your male vitality stack or female vitality stack. You're almost going to feel better. 90 days, 60 to 90 days, you'll know. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Chris, that's a little too on the nose coming back with Al Green. You have to admit, it is hilarious. Joyanne Reed is so dumb. Are we sure she doesn't know that Congressman Al Green is a different Al Green?
Al Green, if you can hear me, I'm so in. Come on. Here, keep it going. Whatever you...
Quit. Focus. This is a great one, too.
Market. Let's also ensure that members of Congress cannot corruptly profit from using insider information. They stood up for that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Did Nancy Pelosi stand up if she's here?
Well, that got uncomfortable because Nancy Pelosi's got quite a stock portfolio. So well known, she was even asked about it later on CNN.
There was one moment, Madam Speaker, where he called you out specifically around, of course, congressional stock trading. What do you say back to him?
I say back to him, as that's what members said, look at your own self. The inference he wants to draw is there was something wrong with that, which there wasn't. And if there was, people get prosecuted for it. For a long time now, we've been trying to pass this law. It doesn't have... Now it has more support than it had before. And
Elizabeth Warren stood up and applauded. Elizabeth Warren stood and applauded tonight when the president talked about it.
Well, that we all did. I did, too. He said, did Nancy stand up? Yeah, I did, too. A lot of people stood up. A lot of Democrats stood up. I think that will pass, depending on what the bill is.
I don't mean to laugh because, look, it's theft. And it's terrible that you have to sit and stress about your retirement and you have to sit and look at the stock market and these people get inside information. And, of course, their husbands trade for them, their wives trade for them, their sisters trade for them. Always end up making some really sharp moves just in time. It's wild how often that happens. I was happy to hear this as well. Very, very happy.
In actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance. We'll get it done. And we're
speaking of brilliant political moves, let's think about that for a moment. Obviously, I'm extremely angry about the fraud. I had a conversation with a guy named Steve Robinson yesterday. Steve Robinson, he's an investigative journalist out of Maine, and he's been digging into the Somali fraud network and everything else going on there. And I'll be honest with you, it was one of the most disheartening political conversations I've ever had in my life. Because it's staggering how much we're being ripped off. That just entire foreign networks in collaboration with domestic Democrats stealing from us. A lot of it's legal, too. Just stealing from us. Anyway, that aside, you know what else the normies don't like? The normies don't like fraud. Normies don't like, nobody likes being stolen. I take that back. Democrats don't care if they get stolen from them, but normies don't like people stealing from them. That's not a thing that they like. Now, 2028 is the presidential election. It's not that far away. Remember, it's not that far away. 2 years from now, that election's in full swing. 2 years from right now. 2028's coming. We don't know that J.D. Vance will be the nominee, but my idiot dog Fred could probably predict that at this point in time. He sure looks like he's going to be. And if he runs with Marco Rubio on what would be considered a super ticket, look, I don't like coronations. I don't believe in them. But the primary is just a formality at that point in time. They're just going to walk through everybody else who may challenge them, right? So think about the image of putting J.D. Vance in charge of cracking down on fraud. What if we start getting W's there? They won't clean up all the fraud. It's not possible. But what if we start getting busts? A bust here, a bust there. We just had the superintendent of LA schools get raided by the FBI this morning. Still getting details come out about that. What if these things start getting exposed? And when they get exposed, there's J.D. Vance looking like Mr. Law and Order standing up saying, we cracked down on this. You want to talk about a campaign ad for 2028. He doesn't even have to do anything. And I don't know how much he even would do. He's the vice president. I like J.D. Vance, but what the heck's he going to do about fraud, right? He's the freaking vice president. What's he supposed to do? Analyze it for fingerprints? But either way, you make him the face of it? How's that look? Looks real good. You know what doesn't look good? Opposing voter ID.
Why would anybody not want voter ID? One reason, because they want to cheat. There's only one reason. They make up all excuses. They say it's racist. They come up with things. You almost say, what imagination they have. They want to cheat. They have cheated. And their policy is so bad that the only way they can get elected is to cheat. And we're going to stop it. We have to stop it, John.
He's not wrong. That's the only way they get elected. And they know it, of course. It's an 80-20 issue with the voter, and yet the Democrat Party will not budge on voter ID. Everyone knows why. Everyone knows why. They'll complain about racism or say it hurts married women or even the lies they come up with, the excuses they come up with are lame. They can't come up with a better one, and everyone knows the reason why. And Donald Trump exposing that to the entire country. Remember, you already knew that. I already knew that. But the rest of the country watching it, pretty good. It was a good, good night. Now, we're going to touch on just a couple other things before we get to emails and other stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about the response to it. The people who've done so much to divide this country up, they like to pretend now that we're divided because of the right. And it is very, very fascinating to watch it. Watch these people and how they lie. We'll talk about that next.